Dodge's Durango Citadel all-wheel drive crossover, subject of today's radio road test. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com. Today's crossover utility vehicles are much more like cars than the first generation based on trucks. So the Durango stayed with Dodge, while the trucks became the Ram brand for Fiat Chrysler. Our test vehicle was the all-wheel drive version of Dodge's top-of-model Durango Citadel SUV, powered by the 3.6-liter V6 that makes 295 horsepower with 260 foot-pounds of torque. That is connected to the standard 8-speed automatic transmission. The 0-60 time in 28-degree traffic for the 5,097-pound Durango, 6.9 seconds, timed on our Cat Matrix accelerometer. All Durangos ride on full independent suspension, the Citadel on 20-inch tires and polished aluminum wheels. The ride was smooth where the New York Thruway was smooth. It felt more nimble than most vehicles weighing 2.5 tons. Punch in MSRPK_com to find us on both Twitter and Periscope. Enter Radio Road Test, all one word, to like us on Facebook. And when you do that on the SoundCloud app, you can hear our most recent programs. This is Radio Road Test, a broadcast service of MSRPK.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-850-4516. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-850-4516. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-850-4516.
When you're facing collection charges from the IRS, don't try to fight them alone. Be careful, you could end up paying more than you actually owe. Our tax attorneys, CPA, and professionals can be on your side to protect you from paying too much. Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. So call for free information now. 800-481-3106. 800-481-3106. That's 800-481-3106.
The interior of the Durango Citadel is tricked out more like that of an upscale Charger. An option package adds Beats audio and a Blu-ray compatible dual-screen DVD video system for the rear seat passengers to the standard Uconnect navigation and telematic system. That will cost you an extra $2,495. For another $2,000, you get optional full-speed collision warning and advanced brake assist, adaptive cruise control, and blind spot and cross-path detection. Our listener page at MSRPK.com has links for past programs and our database of past tests. This is Radio Road Test from MSRPK.com. The base price for an all-wheel drive Dodge Durango Citadel crossover, $43,895. With options and shipping, it stickers at $50,670. Standard heavy-duty brakes helped it pull 0.84 Gs in our 30-0 panic hard stop test. The Durango had yet to be safety rated by the feds, but contains the Fiat Chrysler safety suite of active and passive features, which include ParkSense rear park assist with stop. The Durango sports a 24.6-gallon fuel tank, and it's EPA rated for 18 city and 25 highway with the V6 powertrain. On a highway leg of our 836-mile test, we saw a real-world 21.6 miles per gallon. That's episode 1143 of Radio Road Test. Copyright 2016, PK Communications Company, all rights reserved. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com.